Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for you this morning. Step into the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. That is the word. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. So I thank God as we step into the joy of the Lord, we're also stepping into our strength. Amen. Good morning and welcome this morning. Thank God that you are with us today. We are grateful and thankful to have you with us. Amen, amen, amen. I want to make an announcement to you that we are going to begin to phase this segment of what we've been doing out. The Lord has been pushing. We tried a little bit of it last week with doing Facebook Live and really pulling people as we move down a different road for what God is calling us to do. God has been pushing me to expand our borders, expand what we're doing. Amen. And one of the things that God has been real, real clear to me about is when I put something new in my hand, I've got to take something out of my hand so that I don't place of being overwhelmed. So this technology thing is teaching us we can reach, how to reach more and more people with the gospel. And so we're going to, over the next, between this week and next week, phase out and stop doing this call at 6 a.m. And so we'll let you know for sure. We're trying to figure a way that we can tie in somehow the audience from this call. What we're finding is much of our audience goes back and listens to the prayer, so they're not necessarily on the prayer. And so we want you to get your Facebook or Instagram. So we're going to try to do them through the teaching that we'll do through Facebook and Instagram, and you can follow us. My Facebook name is Tyrone X, as in Xavier X Stevenson, and you can follow us there. And our Instagram, I think it's biker _ preacher. I know I ride motorcycles, and so we're probably going to find a way to tie all these names together and make them one name, just Tyrone Exvuson or something to that effect. We have to make some changes even to our Facebook setup. So just be watchful and be in prayer with us as we just attempt to follow God on these things, and just trying to reach. The key is we're trying to reach more people with hope. The piece that we did last week using Facebook was such a success with reaching people who are completely outside of the way. They're outside of church. They're not involved in church. So we've been able to bless believers, and also believers have been able to use what we were doing last week with the Facebook Live as an evangelism tool. So they were getting their friends to watch and getting their friends to subscribe and getting their friends to listen to the teaching, and we're able to minister to people. So we've been able to use it as an evangelism tool, and we just want to continue to grow in that way, and I'm not able to do both. Amen. I'm not able to do both of them. So I want you to be in prayer with us and get on that. Get on Facebook with us. You can follow me and friend me, I think is what it's called there, on there. And we can together grow the kingdom while we're growing each other. Amen. Amen. So look for that over between this week and next week. Just look for it. We'll also be announcing it. We'll let you know in our church as well when we need to move to this new platform. Amen. Well, I thank God all he continues to do, all he continues to do in growing us and developing us and helping us to become who he's called us to be. And so I'm asking today, as you fast with me, every Wednesday, we fast as a church. That's our corporate fast day. And so we're going to go back to making sure we announce that, making sure that people are aware of it. We've been doing that for some time now, and I think we just got to the place where we just did not announce it and we had not been saying it. But we've asked everyone to fast corporately with us on Wednesdays. And so I think that we'll make sure that we announce that. But as we fast, pray, and just continue to seek God for what God wants us to do, I'm asking you to get real, real serious about what it is God is calling you to do. It's one thing to be comfortable with, some things that God is doing in your life, and there's nothing wrong with that. But it's a whole other thing to be comfortable and not take seriously what God is saying. And the only way that you know that you take seriously what God is saying is by what you are doing. What are you doing? What is your response to what God is saying? What is the keys to your movement to what God is saying? So if God is telling you that he wants to use you to minister life to your friends and family, to speak the gospel to them and lead them to him in salvation, if that's what the Lord is telling you, then the only way that you know that you're taking seriously what God is saying is that you're beginning to prepare yourself for those things. You're doing those things. You're looking for opportunities to witness. You are finding ways to bring up the conversation of a relationship with Jesus with your friends and your family in conversation. And so if you're not doing any of those things and you say, I'm just waiting for God to open the door, then you're not taking that call seriously. You're not taking what God is saying seriously, because God is telling you, expressing and expecting you to follow his instructions by doing something. We are never following God's instructions to simply be waiting for God to do it for us. So today, as you're fasting and as we're praying, I want you to pray and ask God to give you steps to take seriously what he's called you to do. Amen. All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you. We thank you. We're grateful. We love you because you're good. Your mercy is everlasting. Your truth endures to all generations. We pray, Lord, that you would have your way today. We pray, God, that you would help us as we fast and pray today. Help us to take seriously what it is you've called us to do. Help us to get serious about the call of our life. Help us to get serious about what you are pushing us. Lord, we want to be good stewards of our time, of our energy, of our life, of our finances, of our creativity. And Lord, in order to do that, we've got to be following you. And so we ask that you would give us wisdom on how to follow you. Give us wisdom on how to please you. Give us wisdom on how to make happen what it is you're speaking to us. And so, God, I pray in Jesus' name that you would, this week, and especially today as we fast, minister to us for the purpose of getting us to follow you, even in a place that we're not comfortable following you, even in a place where we are worried about what to do. We're going to do what you called us to do because we know that you are with us and you'll never leave us nor forsake us. So bless us today. Grant us mercy today. Give us grace as we give grace to others. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. We love you, and I will continue to keep you informed on what we are doing and our next steps. Don't forget, follow me on Facebook and Instagram. I appreciate it. We're going to move forward in what God has called us to do. We love you. Bye.